Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:34. It is Thursday, December 4th. Thank you guys so much for being here and joining us as we approach the weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I am still kind of the same. I think my voice is starting to come back. I was out sick yesterday. I couldn't do it. It was a rough night the night before. I had a remote at Downtown Summerlin, which was amazing. And we were out there for the Giving Machine. And so many of you guys came out to say hi, which you have no idea what that meant to me. I was having a rough day. And to see so many of you come out and donate and just talk, it was amazing. But I got home that night and my voice was gone. Literally there was nothing left of it. And I was like, okay, this is not going to happen. And so yesterday I whispered pretty much all day long. If I said anything at all, I mean, my husband's just like, save your voice, like let it come back, drink a lot of tea, just tried to get rest, trying to get rid of this crud. I guess it's going around. I got a lot of messages from people who said, like, there's actually a name for it. I can't remember. I got to look up the message.
No way.
But there's something that's going on. It's like a throat virus, and that a lot of people are coming down with it. Body aches, chills, no appetite, the throat situation, coughing, sneezing. It's just like, it's an actual thing that is going around, and it looks like I'm ground zero for it, apparently.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
You know what, though? You do sound a lot better.
Good, good. I think maybe taking the day off and just giving myself a little bit, because I was really just like straining my voice trying to talk on Monday and Tuesday, and I could just feel it. It was like hurting my vocal cords. And so I think just kind of letting my voice voice rest for a day helped quite a bit, for sure.
I felt like I contributed to that because on Tuesday after the show, we were talking a lot. And I was like, oh, geez, you know what?
Yeah,
let's get you home. Because we were going off tangents on all these things. And I'm like, you know what? You need to go home, because the more we started to talk, the more your voice kept coming in and out.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, yeah, the strain on it doesn't help. But please, I love chatting. And yeah, it was just the timing on that one wasn't good. But how are you doing? How's everything going in your world?
Yesterday was cool because since we had a best of show, I asked our boss, like, hey, are you cool if I do work the station and stuff and watch the station from home? And he's like, yeah, sure. You know, we have the capabilities now. So I'm like, this work from home thing, I understand why people love it.
Yeah.
I was able to give Momo a bath. I cleaned the fridge. I cleaned the freezer. I did laundry. After the show, I went on a walk to the park. I was like, I could get used to this.
I mean, there are some benefits to it. Do you think, though, that you would get sick of it after a certain amount of time?
Yeah, you know what? I probably would. I'd be like, okay, where's my people at? Like, where are my coworkers? I think I like that camaraderie better than I do at working from home.
See, I think I'd be fine with it. You and Ramon are the only people I see,
true,
really, during the day. So it would only be you guys, and I would totally meet up with you guys for lunch or something. Like, otherwise, we don't really see that many people because our hours are so off, and then we're on the complete other side of the building. So I honestly don't think it would be that different.
Yeah, I loved it, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna need something if I go too long just being by myself.
Yeah, well, we are back and we are ready to go this morning. So I hope you guys are staying healthy out there. It's messy. Make sure you wash those hands, wear those gloves. And I even thought about pulling out the old mask because I was like, I don't want to get anybody
sick. I've been
wearing
a mask because it's cold.
I know. I got in my car this morning and I see the temperature flashing, and it only flashes if it's extreme, and it's 39 degrees.
Oh.
I was like, what? It warmed up to 44 by the time I got here to the radio station. But I was like, we're such babies. The East is dealing with this Arctic blast.
Oh,
and here
yeah.
we are like, it's 44. I'm so cold. So a lot coming up on the show this morning. Let's kick off the show. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever had a comment thrown in your direction that you're like, wait a second, did I just get insulted? You're there getting a service or whatever, and just that sly little comment comes out and it makes you do a double take. What happened to you?
So last week I went to get a Thai massage, and I've never been to a Thai massage place before, maybe once years ago, but this place was so intimidating. I walk into the room, and in the room, they have those railings on the ceilings where the therapist can actually like walk on your back.
Oh my gosh. I was going to ask, like, what is the difference between a Thai massage place and a regular one? And this is it? Like, they stand on your back and stuff like that?
Yes. And they stretch you out. Like, I felt like an acrobat walking out of that place. But during the actual massage, the masseuse lady was so sweet. She was so kind, and she knew exactly where I needed like my pressure points. But it's a full body massage, and she goes all the way down to my feet, and she takes my socks off. She goes, hey, can I take your socks off so I can, you know, get to your feet? And the comment she made when she started touching my heels was, oh my, your callus is very dry.
Oh no, how embarrassing.
I was so embarrassed. I wasn't expecting, like, and I'll be honest, like, I need to keep up with my pedicures and stuff like that, and I haven't, especially in the wintertime. So when she made that comment, she said, can I take off your callus for you? That's how bad it was. Like, you know when you want like a nice massage experience? She said that it'll be much better if I just take it off for you. So she's here with a pumice stone, and she's going in circles really, really fast, and she took off my callus for me.
You went in for a massage and you got a pedicure?
Yeah, basically. But it's because of that comment. I was like, man, I think this is the first time a massage therapist has actually made that comment about me.
Has anyone ever just like completely roasted you when you went in for a comment or for like some sort of service? 702-364-9400. What did you, I mean, like, were you embarrassed after that?
1,000%. now I'm like overthinking every time I either go in for a massage or even like doctor appointments. If I, for some reason, have to take my shoes and socks off, I'm going to be thinking like, oh my gosh, did I take my callus off today? Because that last time was embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. Whenever I go to like the lady doctor to do my annual exam, I am full on like I'm going on a date. Even my husband makes a comment like, wow, I don't know that you even do this for me. I mean, I make sure my legs are all nice and smooth. I use my best lotion. We do a little zhuzhing up of everything. And I go in there and I am ready to go. I am just like, you are not going to get any sort of weird experience from me. But he has made comments before like, what kind of lotion is that? It smells very fruity. And I'm like, oh God, am I wearing too much lotion? Like, I want to make sure I smell good, you know?
It's like one of those, what is that trend going around right now? It's like Instagram public stories versus my Instagram close friends.
Oh my gosh.
Matt gets the close friend stories.
Seriously, I feel so bad. My husband's like, wait, how long has it been since you shaved your legs for me?
It's like, oh. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, December 4th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. I am back. I was out sick yesterday. I got knocked out by whatever it is going around. That Monday and Tuesday was rough. You guys probably heard it in my voice. And then Tuesday night, I was at downtown Summerlin for a remote. Felt okay, but when I got home, I had zero voice. Like, I just knew it wasn't going to happen. And it's just been like continuous scratchy voice, zero energy, zero appetite. So yeah, I called in sick yesterday, curled up, slept it off, didn't speak. I just only whispered to my husband. It was so funny.
I'm so glad actually that you called the day off, because it was nice to know like, okay, she's taking care of herself. You've been toughing it out, and I'm really happy you did. But also I'm like, I don't want her to get worse.
I know. Here I am. Whenever anyone gets sick, I'm like, go home. Like, you don't need to be here. And then here I show up. And yeah, I'm too much of a people pleaser. I hate letting people down. I never want to be that person that people can't depend on. And that's just my own issues. You guys shouldn't have to pay the price for that. But I'm on the mend. I'm trying to get better.
Good.
And I am feeling a little bit better. I'm not 100%, but we're getting there. So if anyone has any, you know, home remedies or anything, I'm taking... I'm on antibiotics right now. I've been drinking a ton of tea.
Good.
What else have I been doing? Taking really hot showers, just trying to get my voice going again, cough drops, stuff like that.
There's been something, yeah, going around for sure, because I actually felt a little bit yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I was like, absolutely not. And when that happens, when I feel like an inch of a symptom, I am doing everything I can. And my mom actually calls me and she's just wanting to catch up. And one of the first things she says is, how are you? And I'm like, honestly, mom, I'm kind of feeling an itchy throat. Immediately, mom mode kicks in.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, honey, you got to do the home remedy that we all swear by. Put Vicks on your feet and put socks over it. I'm like, mom, that doesn't work. She goes, no, I swear to you, honey, do that. Make sure you're putting Vicks on your neck. Make sure you're putting Vicks underneath your nostrils and underneath your ears. And I was like, you know what? If this is going to help me, whatever. So she says, go do it. Drink a lot of water and get some rest. So I did it. I did that. I got the Vicks. I got it everywhere. I went to chug a lot of water and I took a nap. Woke up, swear to you, itchy throat gone.
It's crazy. That was like, I call that the Mexican grandma cure, because my grandma used to always say, like, and she would always call it Vicks, not Vicks. She's like, just use some Vicks, put some Vicks on there, put some on anything. Like, oh, my knee hurts, put some Vicks on it. Oh, my throat hurts, put some Vicks on it. Like,
I broke my foot, put some Vicks on
it. Yeah, like it was always Vicks for her. Always the home remedy. I was talking to my mom, and tell me if you guys have ever heard of this one before. And I've done this once. The smell, I couldn't take it again. So I was telling my mom how sick I was. And she's like, you got to put onions in your socks.
What?
Yeah. She swears by this, and you cut up an onion just like in a half.
Okay.
So that the inside is exposed, like the part that smells. And you put them in your, you put them in your socks, you put them on your feet, and you sleep in them. And overnight, it like is supposed to pull out whatever gunk is in you.
What?
And I did that years ago. It's probably like 10 years ago. And I swear to God, when I took off my socks, the onions were black.
No kidding.
They were black. Well, brownish.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt 100% better.
No.
But the smell was horrific.
Are you sure it wasn't the smell that cured you and not the actual
Maybe
placement?
It was that. I don't know. But just when I saw the onions and they were all like dark brown, it kind of made me feel like that was the toxins that it pulled out. So it was really bizarre, but the smelliest home remedy I've ever done. So she told me to do that. I was like, no, Matt would kill me. Like, I'm already up all night coughing, you know, and I have my mouth tape on and I'm coughing and it's like I'm being held hostage. Like, someone's covering my mouth.
Matt, what are you doing to her?
It was just awful. It was awful.
Well, we're glad that you're getting better.
I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to get this show started because we have so much going on. In just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you, where we're going to get you a VIP pass to check out Glittering Lights. It's that time of year. We're going to hook it up. That is on the way in just a few minutes. But coming up next, we've got What's Trending. You know what ended up being the number one song on Apple Music for the entire year? The top five is stacked. The trends are pretty wild. And the part that surprised me the most is when all these songs came out. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Apple Music 2025 is trending this morning. So you know we are at the end of the year. So all of these lists are going to come out about the best of 2025, and with Apple Music coming out first with theirs, what was the biggest song of the year on Apple Music? APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars ended up being the biggest song of the year on the platform. It led everything: streams, Shazam searches, radio, lyric reads. People just kept going back to this song. The chart turned into the year of the duet. So you have this one, Rosé and Bruno Mars. And then coming up in the number two spot right after that, this duet, Kendrick Lamar and SZA with Luther, that grabbed the number two spot, which I absolutely love this song. I was always on our boss, like, we should play this song.
I wish. Oh, and just this album in general was great.
Yeah, no kidding. It was, and just the tour itself was amazing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of another duet, this song came in at number three. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Such a huge, huge song. I'm actually surprised it was only number three.
Yeah, I thought it would actually take the number two spot because Bruno Mars and all his duets have been crushing it.
Yeah, for sure. Kendrick, he really had a strong run overall. Several tracks from GNX made the top 25, coming in at number four. This song, which was all over the place, Not Like Us, it just shows that, you know, sometimes the album is not dead. I hear a lot of people say that artists are putting out albums, but we're only getting a couple of singles from it. On his album, I just feel like there were so many hits.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, this song was a cultural phenomenon.
100%. Women showed up in force with 36 songs in the top 100 and 7 in the top 10, rounding out the top 5. Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather. Here's the funny part, though. Every single one of those songs came out in 2024.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, but they held on and carried weight through the new year without slowing down.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So they just kept, they kept that momentum, and the hype got even bigger in 2025. And honestly, I remember GNX, didn't it come out at the end of 2024?
It could have, yeah.
And that's why it's probably bigger in this year.
All of these songs, are year old, but yet they were the biggest songs of this year. We're going to see a lot of these lists coming out here with the end of the year, but that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Heather, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay. Good morning. Yay. Thank you.
Did you know yesterday was Heather Day? Did you know that?
I actually didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay, so there's this Conan Gray song called Heather.
Uh-huh.
And in it, he sings, on the 3rd of December, she wore my sweater. And so it's dubbed Heather Day. And so you got to go listen to that song, Heather. Awesome. It's a really good song. I love that song.
Yes. Definitely.
All right, let's do this. Let's make you a winner. Glittering Light Fast Pass for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Add to Cart, Outfit of the Day, or Full Court?
Oh, Full Court.
Full Court. Okay, Play Basketball Day was on Tuesday. So these are all just things that are associated with basketball. Are you pretty well-versed in basketball?
I am. I have to do a shout out. I'm an alumni from Centennial High School Girls Program.
Stop it. Oh, yes. We got this in the bag. Yep. Awesome. 6 and 60 is all we need. Let's do this.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up starts now.
You shoot the ball to go in the
hoop.
Yes. This is what you do from one side of the court to the other. You have to do this to the ball.
Right. Dribble.
Yes. This is, if you shoot the ball from outside this, you shot a what? Outside the line.
3-pointer.
Yes. Nice. We need a little break. Let's take one of these.
Time out.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's tied at the end of the game. That means we're going into
overtime.
Yes. Oh, she just hit me. That's a what?
Foul.
Yes. Heather, you killed it. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
See, thanks to Heather. Now, December 3rd is not Heather Day. December 4th is now Heather Day.
There we
go. She just made it a new thing. You are going to check out the beautiful display at Glittering Lights. We have a fast pass for you over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the 2025 season. And hey, you're also qualified for the grand prize, which is a season pass, so you can go as much as you want. Congratulations. It's Mercedes in the morning. I swear, kids today are stealing our entire childhood. This is ridiculous. I was looking at this new coolest brands list for 2025. And Gen Alpha out here acting like they invented Pokemon and Hello Kitty and Nintendo and Hot Topic and Converse. I was like, what? All the stuff we were begging our parents for is suddenly cool again. And they're wearing it like it's some like bold new trend. And the best is when a kid like walks into a room and they have like a brand new pair of Chucks on or something, and they turn around and you know, look at these retro shoes I found. And as if that same parent did not wear those every day in school with so much pride and maybe, you know, maybe a little too much eyeliner. I don't know. I just think it's so funny. All the brands are coming back. Is there a childhood brand that maybe you have kids now, your kid has recently kind of claimed as their own, as if they've discovered it? Like, oh, wow. You know, Hello Kitty. There's so many like cool collabs that they did. They did it one with F1 and I was like so into it, but my girls were all about it too. And I'm like, you know, Hello Kitty, I loved it when I was younger too. And they're just like, that you guys had Hello Kitty? I'm like, yes, we had Hello Kitty. What the heck?
You guys didn't invent this, people.
It's just funny. And it's kind of surreal, like watching your kid claim something that you remember unwrapping, or you remember begging your parents to take you to buy. Is there something that your kids are so into? 702-364-9400. It's kind of a weird mix of nostalgia, but also like, wait a second, that was mine first. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. So Mom has been Christmas shopping for my nephews. They're 13 and stuff. And she said, Steffi, you'll never guess what store that the kids are obsessed with right now.
What?
Hollister.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, she goes, I felt like I was back in a time machine going to shop at Plaza Bonita back in San Diego with you when you were in middle school. I was like, oh, my God, Hollister is back. She goes, yes. You know, right when you walk into the store, it's like super dark. There's a super strong scent. Well, I guess nothing has changed.
You know, my daughter is obsessed with that store. So I'm in there all the time.
Yes.
All the time. And here's the thing. They have cute stuff for like, even if you're not a teenager.
Really?
Like, their jeans are really good. Ooh. I really like their jeans. Like, I'm not going with the tops and stuff, like the crop tops and stuff, that stuff. I'm a realist when it comes to clothes. But with jeans and basics, I'm like, okay, I could still get on this Hollister train.
I think
you know?
They still have Hollister at Town Square and somewhere, a lot of parts in Vegas, right?
Well, they have one in downtown Summerlin that we're literally at. They're like, oh, hey, you guys. Like, they recognize us when we go in there. It's so funny. Hey, Nicole, good morning. What is it for you? What is the brand that was big when you were a kid that is big again?
Good morning. So my thing was a Tamagotchi. I remember taking care of this thing obsessively. I would hear it beep from my backpack. And a couple weeks ago, we were shopping and my daughter saw one and begged me to get it for her. So of course I had to get it for her.
Of course.
Now she's doing the same.
And now she's going to be so disappointed in herself when it dies. Like they always do. You know, you try so hard, but then they get harder and harder to take care of.
Yes, they do.
I know. It's one of those things. It's like you're setting yourself up for failure. Thanks, Nicole. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My 14-year-old daughter has discovered my old shirts from Pizza Hut. And I used to be a delivery driver. And she's taking those over and wears those to school.
Okay, that is actually really cool. Did you used to work there as a teen?
No, not really as a teen. Later 20s.
That's awesome. I love that. So you kept them, and now people are probably like, where did you get that shirt? How do I get my hands on one of them?
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I used to be obsessed with like my dad's old work shirts too, and like all of his old vintage Denver Broncos shirts.
Oh my gosh,
and stuff. And
yes.
Now they're like so cool because they're retro.
I have all of my grandma's San Diego Chargers stuff, and it's so vintage. But the thing that I'm so upset that I lost is my grandpa's old members only jackets.
Oh yeah,
remember those?
Those were so big back
I
in
love
the day.
Those.
Are those back now, though?
I don't know. Maybe we bring it back.
What is the line from There's Something About Mary? Oh, were you the only member? Remember?
Yes.
I love that
Your
movie.
Your brain goes like into places that I'm like, where did you think of that?
I do not know like what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I can tell you like quotes from movies from 20 years ago. It's actually insane.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
The Powerball jackpot is ballooning again, and the size of this thing, it'll make your stomach turn. No one matched all the numbers last night. So Saturday's drawing jumps to $820 million. The cash option is about $383 million, which feels like life-changing money. Before taxes even take their bite.
How much would that be before taxes or after taxes?
I don't know. They say typically 40% is taken away. So in my mind, just to make the math easier, I take out 50% and just add a little bit. So still way more than I have right now.
Yeah.
So we'll take it.
Yeah, for sure.
What else this morning? I got my stories mixed up. So if you're like, wait, what stories is she doing?
We apologize. We roll with the punches.
I know. Also this morning, Netflix, they are dropping the full list of cities and theaters participating in screenings of the season 5 finale of Stranger Things. And they confirmed the runtime is 2 hours and 5 minutes. Have you been watching Stranger Things?
Yes.
The first part? You said, we haven't started it yet, but you told me that I'll really enjoy the first episode, right?
Yes. Okay. So if you know that it surrounded the plot at a radio station.
Oh.
And there is a character on the show that we all know who does a show. And she's incredible. And I'm watching and I'm listening to her. I'm like, this girl really is crushing the show. And just being in radio and watching the show, I'm like, I feel like, is Stranger Things making radio cool again? I don't know. I really think that you would like the first episode. And then it doesn't stray away from radio. It's still a good theme, but the first episode really tops it.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I finally have caught up on all my shows. That is the next one that I have to go to. It took me forever. Like, I was watching The Morning Show. That was a great,
okay, how was
great
that?
Season finale.
Yes.
So good. Oh, my gosh. And then what else was I watching? I have one of my K-dramas that I was watching with my husband, and then we just finished that one. So yeah, we get to go on to Stranger Things now.
Please tell me what you think.
Yeah, for sure. Finally this morning, YouTube, they just dropped all the end of the year data at once, and the platform gave everyone kind of another digital mirror to stare into. The top song, we were just talking about Apple's top song. The top song of 2025, according to YouTube, was Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars with Die With a Smile. Now, that was number three on the Apple Music list, but number one for YouTube. Number one on the Apple list is number two on the YouTube list, Rosé and Bruno Mars with APT. And here's the funny part. The top five was filled out by three songs from K-pop Demon Hunters. We've got our songs like Golden, Soda Pop made it on the list.
Nice!
And then Your Idol rounded out the top five. Now, when it comes to creators, Mr. Beast, he topped the creator list.
Yep.
Joe Rogan Experience was the top podcast. There were a bunch of trending topics. Squid Game, K-pop Demon Hunters, the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, here comes a part that people are either thrilled about or terrified of. YouTube has expanded its recap feature. It's basically YouTube Wrapped, okay? You know how you get your end of the year Spotify Wrapped and
right.
stuff? They actually compile everything you watch this year and give you a personality label based on your viewing habits.
Oh my God.
So if you watched a lot of DIY videos, you're going to get Skill Builder. If you gravitate towards positive content, you're going to get Sunshiner. They show your top channels, your trends, and then a full record of whatever you watch at 11 p.m. while you were sitting there scrolling in your bed. Recaps are available now in North America. More regions are rolling out next week, but you can find yours on your homepage or under the U tab once you're signed in.
Did you know that Spotify Wrapped is telling you what your listening age is?
I saw that.
Oh my God,
I don't use Spotify, so I didn't have one. What does it say for you?
It says that I'm 21.
Really?
It says you really like club and house music. I'm like, okay, maybe that was a Renaissance album from Beyonce.
Hey, I mean, that's a good thing. You're living your best life. You're acting younger than you actually are.
Or maybe I should be acting my age. I don't know.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just reading something that I thought, wow, this is where we have come. I never thought I would see the day that we would have a club for this. Think about the clubs that you joined in school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was in clubs like FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America.
Okay.
I was in DECA. Distributive Education Clubs of America. I was in all the business clubs. I was in Spanish club. Did you join any? Were you guys in any clubs?
I was actually in a drama club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did. And then I really did dance forever. And then ASB, which is Associated Student Body or like Student Council.
Yeah.
I did that for my senior year of high school.
What about you, Ramon?
I must have been a loser because I was in no clubs.
You didn't join any clubs?
Like after school activities? No. I mean, unless you call like the basketball team or stuff like that, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's extracurricular.
And
I'll
didn't
give
you play
that.
Soccer?
I stopped right before high school.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so get this. There's a middle school in Virginia, and they just started a cursive club. The kids are staying after school on purpose to learn handwriting. Now, here's the thing. They don't teach kids cursive anymore. It's crazy. And so these kids, they're not being bribed by pizza. They literally want to be there. They want to learn how to write cursive because the school is not teaching them. So they go after school to this cursive club to learn it. One of the girls said she loves it because her hand does not cramp. When you write, you print, you do kind of hold the pen really hard.
Because you have to lift it up and down, up and down.
Yeah, but when you write cursive, it's all just kind of smooth. Someone else said that cursive is fraud proof. It's pretty easy to print a name. It's harder to match someone's signature when
True.
It's in cursive. So kids are going to this cursive club, and they're saying that this might be something that we see pop up across the valley. My kids' school, they did teach them cursive, and they both, one of them writes in cursive to this day. The other one, she's all about print.
Nice.
So it's kind of interesting. I respect any 12-year-old who is already thinking about identity theft prevention by learning how to write their signature. But I was thinking about like the school stuff that just quietly vanished. You know, cursive disappeared. Home ec disappeared.
I never had home ec.
I had it in middle school, and I didn't love it, but it taught me it's some valuable things,
yeah.
You know? I learned how to use, like, a sewing machine, not very well, but what other things disappeared from school? The thing that I learned, and I might be dating myself here, because I don't know if you guys did this, but in your gym class, did you guys learn square dancing?
Square dancing?
Oh, gosh.
In PE or what?
Yeah.
What?
You guys didn't learn that?
I would have loved this if I was in third grade. I would have loved to learn
did
square dancing.
Did anyone learn square dancing? Oh my gosh, I could not figure out why all of our gym teachers were obsessed with square dancing, and why was I always paired with a kid named Brandon who smelled like Doritos? I was always paired with this kid, and they would have us like do-si-do, and like, I don't even remember, but I could not figure out why we were square dancing in PE. It made no sense to me.
I want to see you. Do you still remember how to square dance? Like, what do you even start?
Like, you would have, like, your partner, and they would, like, they would have their back hand around you, and you'd hold their hand across you, and you'd go in a circle, and you'd follow each other, and it was just the most bizarre thing ever.
I'm going to see Mercedes at Stoney's at Town Square this weekend doing the square dance, and I'm going to be like, this is the third grade paid off.
Please tell me I'm not the only one. What is the thing that you learned in school that has silently disappeared? 702-364-9400. Yeah, like do-si-do and little turns, and yeah, it was a whole thing.
I don't know if you guys have ever learned this in elementary school, and I still have nightmares learning this. I went to a Christian private school, so maybe we were maybe a select few. Did you guys ever diagram sentences? What I mean by diagramming sentences is where you get the noun, you get the verb, and you put it on a line, and then you start going into like, what's the adjective? And
yes.
it straight up looks like a geometry for sentences. I still have nightmares about being at the chalkboard, my teacher giving
chalkboard.
Me,
and you just dated yourself.
And then they would give us these long sentences, and they would give us like a minute to diagram it all on our own. I hated diagramming sentences.
Oh, that was so tedious. I wonder if they still do that. Like, what are the kids learning? Let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about cursive, square dancing, diagramming. What do you think?
Well, my daughter is in third grade right now, and she's learning cursive, and she needs to do her homework in cursive.
Oh, wow. Now, are you glad as a father that she is learning cursive, or do you think, she doesn't really need this?
For her signature, I think she needs it. Other than that, no.
Yeah, it's not a lot of people writing cursive anymore. I still do, but I think I'm one of the few. We're getting some texts. Yep, Mercedes, we used to square dance in PE all the time.
That's
Spokane,
weird.
Washington.
Wow.
This one says, I learned square dancing in elementary school. Not sure what year. I think we did it every year. Yeah, it was definitely elementary school for me. And then we also had, you guys had to have had this.
Okay.
The parachute thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That was so much fun.
With the colors?
Yes. And you lift it up and you run under it. And then, like, why did we do that? What was that for?
It was so much fun.
That memory was like when you were, like, when you had a crush on a boy in elementary school and you run and you want to sit next to them. Like, that's what it reminds me of.
What did you learn, Ramon, that your son probably is not learning?
In high school, we had wood shop class and auto tech. I just remember auto tech, it was working on cars. So we learned basic things like changing a spare tire or changing oil. I don't think he's going to be able to get to do that.
Oh, man. And that's such an important skill. And I think there's so many good jobs in that industry that could get him so far. Like, I hope some places still do this. We're getting some text here. This says they taught us check writing in seventh grade. My kids
look at
a check like it's a fossil. Yeah, who really writes checks anymore?
When we're at Three Square doing stuff for the big check, and we're like, all right, who's going to write it? Because I don't know how to. What's the 0/100?
Yeah, they always give it to me.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Here you are, caller 20. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I hear you have a car full of people with you this morning to help out. Who's with you?
I do. I have my two sons, Mason and Jackson. We're so excited to play.
Oh, Kason, Jackson, you guys ready for the Mega Minute?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You guys know how it works. You get 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get all 10 of them correct, you guys will win Guns N' Roses tickets. And if any one of you knows an answer, just shout it out. Because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. Okay, guys?
Absolutely. We're ready.
All right, guys. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which actor plays Kevin McAllister in the Home Alone movies?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. What is the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
Yes. What color flag is waved in motor racing to indicate the winner?
Black and white.
Yes. What is the fourth letter in the alphabet?
C.
Yes. What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
A cow farm?
No. What month ends in the letter E?
June.
Yes. What was the name of the paperclip that helped you in Microsoft Word?
Oh, Pat.
In The Grinch, what is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Taylor. Oh, Matt.
Yes. What NFL division are the Las Vegas Raiders in?
NFL.
What division?
Western.
Judges.
No.
What do bears in the winter do to conserve energy?
Hibernate.
Yes. Oh,
that's time.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry. The good news is you made it through all 10 questions, but unfortunately you had to skip some. I think you were trying to answer one The Christmas Tree Farm one from Taylor Swift.
I know.
I couldn't hear the answer, and I didn't want to waste time, so we kept going. But the type of farm Taylor Swift grew up on was a Christmas tree farm. The name of the paperclip that helped you in Microsoft Word, I wouldn't have gotten this one. I totally forgot. Clippy.
Do you remember those?
I remember him. I didn't know he had a name, though.
Yes.
I do remember what he looked like with the big old eyeballs.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Remember him. The NFL division that the Las Vegas Raiders are in, you said Western. Kind of. It was AFC West, so you couldn't give you that one. That means no winner for the Mega Minute today, but good news is caller 20 gets these tickets, so Kira and her sons can hang up and call right back, or maybe it will be you. Caller 20 right now, you're going to get these tickets to the Guns N' Roses 2026 World Tour at Allegiant Stadium next August. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
Allowances have entered a whole new tax bracket. There's a new report out that says that the average child gets $52 a month.
What?
In allowance. Yeah, that's around $13 a week. And parents swear this is not spoiling their kids. In fact, 61% say their child, they are more financially responsible than they were at the same age. Do you give your son any sort of an allowance, Ramon?
He gets exactly $0 a month. I tell him what my dad used to tell me, because he'll ask, like, what if I do this, like, chores around the house? My dad used to tell me, why should I pay you for something you should do?
We don't give our girls an allowance either.
You guys don't?
We never have.
I never got any either.
They got money from the tooth fairy when they lose a tooth, but that was from the tooth fairy. And same thing. It's like they have their chores that they have to do. Why? Because you live here and you're a part of this household and you should help make it a nice household.
So me and Jackie try to tell him, because winter vacation's coming up, right? And we told him, hey, if you read, for every book you read, we'll give you like $5. He said no. Because grandma and grandpa.
He said no.
Yeah, because his grandparents give him like $20-$40 every time they see him. So $5 is chump change to him.
Oh my God. That is me and my grandparents too. My grandparents gave me all the money. My parents never gave me any money.
That's crazy. Like, well, grandparents are meant to spoil. But just going back to the reading thing, would it be rude? Because I feel like I would do this and not give him the choice. Because of course he's going to say no. Why not say you have to read X amount of books during the winter break, and when you do that, you will get $5 or whatever.
I agree. Yeah, it's probably going to be more, you know, an order than a suggestion.
Yes. Or if you play video games, you have to pay us $5.
He's going to owe me a lot of money.
All of a sudden, he's going to start reading, you know? Also this morning, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they continue to live in relationship unicorn territory, and the internet is absolutely fascinated by it. Travis says that they have never had an argument in their 2.5 years together. Jason Kelce brought up George and Amal Clooney on their New Heights podcast, saying that they never fight either. And Travis then admitted that he and Taylor are the same way. He says that they just don't find it anything to argue about. He also says that he keeps her music out of the stadium on game days. A Chiefs official says that Travis requested that when they started dating, he wanted the locker room to feel like the locker room and not the Taylor Swift pre-show. So he cares about the team, and he doesn't want them to feel alienated. So there are couples who fight and thrive. There are couples who stay calm and thrive. And Travis and Taylor fall firmly into the calm category for now.
But do you think because they're engaged and they're about to get married that they should have some type of argument to see what it'll be like when they're married?
Well, how do you do that?
True.
Do you force it? Do you, like, I think it says a lot about their personalities. And my husband and I, we argue. Not very often, but we definitely argue. And it just kind of shows that you can get through those instances. But if you never even approach those at all, maybe that's just your personality. You're just not a confrontational person.
That's true. I mean, with me and my ex, we never fought.
Really?
Ever. And then when he wanted to break up, it was like, wait, what was wrong? Like, where was the tension? There wasn't any of it. So I feel like, yes, it's okay to not fight, but I think there has to be some sort of confrontation to know, like, not the longevity, but just to know how to get through the ups and the downs.
Maybe they're being really communicative with each other and saying the problem.
Yeah, but I also want to see how, you know, she or he would react when they're angry. Because if they're a person that throws stuff or curses at you, I want to see how you react when you're mad.
Well, we know how Taylor acts. She writes a song, right? She writes a song
that's
about
true.
It. I don't know. Finally, this morning. So this, oh my gosh. Okay. It's too early to cry, but this might bring about some tears. Have you guys seen this story about the Army veteran in the suburban Detroit?
I have.
He is finally heading into real retirement at 88 years old. Because strangers stepped up in a huge way. So his name is Samuel Weidenhofer, this was actually the creator whose name Samuel Weidenhofer. He's a kindness creator, and he shared the story of Ed Bombas. And Ed Bombas, he worked at General Motors until he retired in 1999. Here's how he approached him. Is anyone currently dealing with the silent treatment from someone? I feel like everyone has either been the person to give the silent treatment or has received the silent treatment. 702-364-9400. Do you guys remember the friend I was telling you about a few weeks ago? She was like, I think at the time we were talking, she was like 34 weeks pregnant, and she was really overwhelmed, and she was fighting this delivery room battle with her husband and her mother-in-law.
Yes.
So her husband and her sister that was the team to be in there for labor. His mom agreed to it at the time. No tension, no drama. And then as the due date was finally approaching, her husband started saying that it was unfair that his mom couldn't be there for him. And she kept saying, hey, I just want it to be calm, private. And mom was like, she was trying to worm her way in. Well, my friend had her baby.
Yay! Congratulations!
Yes. So here's what happened. she goes into labor. She's in pain. She's trying to stay focused. I was texting with her about this. She said that her mother-in-law showed up with snacks for everyone.
Oh, snacks.
Great excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
She shows up with snacks and just like with that whole, oh, I was just nearby kind of energy.
I was just nearby.
Yeah, I just happened to be by the hospital with snacks. So here I am. So she stays. She ignores every boundary that my girlfriend set months ago.
Mm-mm.
And she said it was stressful. And she finally asked a nurse to kick her out. So the nurse kicked her mother-in-law
nice.
Out. Well, now she is not speaking to her.
The mother-in-law is
the
not
mother-in-law,
speaking to your friend.
She is not. She is pulling that thing. Has anyone ever had that where you literally are like invisible in the room? I guess like when the baby was there, she was like, oh, you know, tell mom that this baby looks like her dad. Like she's literally right there.
Like, oh, you know, like I'm talking to Ramon, but like, oh, you know, Mercedes, you
so
know,
immature.
like you're in the room, but not speaking directly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, well, obviously, mom, she got dad's nose, not mom's. Make sure to tell mom that. Yeah, I don't want to bother her. You
oh,
know,
God.
I don't want to get in her way. I don't want to stress her out. And she's literally sitting right there. Like, it's so immature. She's in the same room and she pretends that she cannot speak to her direct. So the question is, how do you deal with this? Has anyone ever been in this situation? What do you do when you get the silent treatment from a family member? Like, what caused it? How long did it last? How did you handle it? I just feel bad, especially just her dealing with, and this is her first child, like dealing with all of this, first child, and now a mother-in-law who's playing these passive aggressive games with her, giving her the silent treatment. It's just a lot. And I felt really bad for her. I wish there was some like good advice I could give her. My advice was just ignore her. She'll come around. But like, I just don't even feel like that's really good advice, you know?
I really think that it's a conversation between her and her husband, because if they're going to be raising this child together and they're the village and the mother-in-law is the village that's going to be help raising the kid, they have to be on the same page. Like, hey, look, I don't like the way your mom's talking to me in these passive-aggressive forms, and sit down with him, because really, you guys are the team here, and they're the ones that are the extra support. So something with the husband needs to happen. Like, look, I get she's upset with me that I didn't have her in the delivery room, but we can't have this drag on for the kid. Think about it. At the end of the day, it's for the baby. It's not for her. It's not for the husband. Let's do it for the kid. And I think that should be the consensus.
And I agree with you, but it's like, I think her husband is like, I like him. He's really a good guy, but he is like always on his mom's side. And at what point do you like not be on your mom's side all the time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's frustrating to watch, but also, you know, I'm not going to get involved. I just feel like there's certain boundaries. Let's talk to Christina. Christina, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, guys. Good morning. My advice is for her to be incredibly cautious, because this is a really big red flag. So my ex-mother-in-law was like this, and we got married. We moved away from my ex-mother-in-law before we got married to a completely different state, which is Nevada, obviously. And she ended up moving here 2 years later. Once we had a child, she started doing everything that we were against, constantly caused problems in our marriage. Married for 13 years, and we ended up divorced mainly because of her. My ex has remarried, and she's doing all of it again to his new wife.
Oh my gosh, like the warning signs are there. It's like, does that make you, if you have a person you're dating and they have a nightmare parent, is that enough to just say, nope, we're not going to do this? This is not working.
I mean, I dated James. When I was dating James in the beginning, his mom didn't like me.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed over at the house. She was very strict. But I warmed up to her. I basically told her, I'm like, look, your son loves me. I love him. It's either me or you get some random lady that's going to do the same thing. So you might as well just do with me.
What if your friend gets extra petty to Mercedes and be like, well, if you're not going to talk to me, then you can't see the kid either.
And that's what she mentioned that. But she said, I couldn't bear to withhold my son seeing his grandma.
I mean, we could both be petty. We could both play this game.
I know. We're getting some texts here. This one says, my mother-in-law did the exact same thing. She talked through my husband for weeks. I felt like a ghost in my own house. This one says, my brother stopped speaking to me because I said no when he has to stay with us during his breakup. He still brings that up every holiday. And then this one says, my aunt gave me the silent treatment because I would not let her bring her dog to Thanksgiving. The dog was the deal breaker for her.
I'm not going if I can't bring Momo.
Oh no. You're going to give the silent treatment and you can't bring your dog? Oh no.
Yeah, no.
It's a tough situation. So a lot of people are saying, keep the kid away from her. She's toxic. Oh, that just hurts my heart.
It does.
And it's the holidays too. Are we supposed to be merry at this time?
Never merry.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Alejandra, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Let's get you these Olivia Dean tickets. The show is going to be so big. It's already sold out. We've got your tickets now with Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Wrap It Up, Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree, or Paint the Town Red?
Let's go with Paint the Town Red.
All right. Eat a Red Apple Day was on Monday. There are days for everything.
No kidding.
And these are all things that are associated with the color red, okay?
Okay.
Just put that in your mind. Red, red, red. We just need six answers in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's do this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
When you come to a four-way intersection, you look at the what?
Stop sign.
Yes. This is, typically these are given on Valentine's Day. It's a type of flower.
Roses.
Yes. These are cute little things that fly and they have black polka dots on them.
Ladybug.
Yes. This is they put out the blazes. They come on one of these. Ours are actually yellow.
Fire truck.
Yes. This is hi. 1, 2, 3. I'm on Elbow. Sesame Street. Yes. Ho ho ho. I am
Santa.
Yes. Who put Elmo on there? You just wanted to hear me do my Elmo impression.
I don't know who put that there.
Elmo.
Your Elmo impersonation, it could do a little work. Your Stitch one, though, is better.
Elmo with a cold. It does not work right now. But Steph and I are like, we're racking our brains trying to find the song. You can work with this. You can work with that.
Is it the choice
Black
is yours by Black Sheep?
Yes. Okay. The reason why we want to bring this up is because Ramon is like on a tear this morning, questioning us on all these things, and I'm like, save it for on the air. Like, this is turning into a whole thing. Do we even have it?
We Black don't Sheep? Have it.
That's okay. That's okay, because it is a round of this or that with Ramon. Okay. Like, you were reminding me of that kid from Jerry Maguire who was asking so many questions. You're like, what do you like, Apple or this? And I'm like, wait, so I can't take all these questions, right? So let's do this in an organized fashion. There's some categories that you have listed, this or that. Yes. And you wanna know where everyone stands on these things, okay?
Yes.
We're gonna do this like fast paced.
Oh man.
Yes.
If we have to stop and discuss, we can.
Okay.
But I think you should just, like you were saying off the air, just throw them out at us, okay?
Okay, well, I have a list for either of you, both of you.
So okay. Will we have both in the hot seat?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So
I have a list for Mercedes and I have a list for Steph.
Oh, separate lists.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, Mercedes first.
All right, let's go.
Would you like a warm-up one first, an easy one, or should we just start?
Give me an easy one, just so I know where we're going with this.
Apple or Android?
Oh, Apple.
It's easy, right?
Yeah, but you're the green guy on all my
call
texts.
Call me Alphaba.
Oh, my gosh.
Call me Alphaba.
He is the green guy messing up all my beautiful blue texts.
No kidding.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
BTS or Taylor Swift?
BTS.
HBO Max or Netflix?
Netflix.
Yankees or Broncos?
Yankees.
What? Wait, we need a pause. Yankees, you're going to go with the Yankees who didn't even make it to the World Series and the Broncos are on the way to the Super Bowl?
Do you know how many World Series they've won in the past?
I'm just saying, I know where your loyalty stands.
Hey, I love them both, but it's this or that. I have to pick.
True. Okay.
Oh, I hope you have a Padres Chargers one in there.
I appreciate your quickness, too.
Okay.
Jordans or Dunks?
Jordans.
F1 or baseball?
Baseball.
The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
The Beatles.
Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
Harry Potter.
Coldplay or Blackpink?
You better answer how I think you would.
Coldplay.
What? Ooh. No, you didn't. Blackpink all the way, Mercedes. I know you. Now I know you better than I thought.
Gosh.
I did.
Wow, these are pretty good. Are you done, or do you still more?
One more. Last okay. one. Ready? Sophie or Brooklyn?
Oh, stop it! You gotta choose between your two daughters.
Which one's the favorite?
Brookie.
No, you gotta choose one.
I'm not choosing one. You cannot make me choose a child.
I thought I was gonna catch you slipping.
Me too. Darn it, I thought you
those were good.
Selfie.
Those were really good. Okay, all right. We're back. You can do work with this or you can work with that. Steph edition.
Man, okay.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm coming at you, girl.
No.
Steph, would you like a warm-up one as well?
Just give it to me.
Apple or Android?
No, phone call or text?
Text.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Beyonce or Ariana Grande?
Beyonce.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Radio or podcast?
Radio.
Sonic the Hedgehog or Super Mario?
Super Mario.
Iron Man or Captain America?
Oh, Iron Man.
Avatar the Last Airbender or Out of the Box?
Out of the Box!
Disney or Nickelodeon?
Disney.
Twilight or 50 Shades of Grey?
I've never seen a 50 Shades of Grey, so I'm going with Twilight.
Momo or James?
Momo, duh, that's easy.
Oh my gosh, there's no question on that. You didn't even like stutter.
Yeah. Momo's my favorite in the house.
I got two more. Okay. San Diego or Vegas?
Aww. Vegas.
And the last one, Padres or Chargers?
Chargers.
Oh, yeah. How dare you? You're a Padres.
Sorry.
How dare you?
I got to go with Chargers on this one.
Okay, now I feel like we just have to give Ramon some. I mean, I didn't even prepare for this.
Me neither.
Okay.
Off the top of the head, go for it.
Sneakers or slides?
Oh, sneakers.
Breakfast burrito or waffles?
Oh, waffles.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Neither.
Raiders or?
Lakers.
So, it's because the Lakers were my first love, but now it's obviously Raiders. So I'll go with Raiders now.
Wow.
You're not even like turned off by the record or anything.
What is it? 2-11?
2-9. 2-9. We're not there yet. It'll get there eventually.
Oh my gosh. 2 weeks. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Last one. Mercedes or Steph?
Oh, come on. You copped out on one, so I'm going to cop out on this one.
Go ahead. Mercedes in the
morning. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
I know that we're all probably going to have different opinions on this, but I'm curious as to if you've felt this yet or if you think it's still to come. Scientists say that there is an age where our bodies hit a wall and the bounce back slows down no matter how healthy we think we are. They did this research and they studied almost 13,000 people with an average age of 67. That was their average age. So
really?
It was on the older side. So they tracked a bunch of different health factors from chronic conditions to just everyday mobility. And they used something called the frailty index to look at how well people recover after setbacks. And they found there is a tipping point. That there is an age where you don't really recover anymore, where you just kind of deal with it. What do you think that age is?
Recover. And you're saying setbacks like being hungover or like injuries and stuff like that?
And yeah, chronic conditions, just getting older and not being as mobile, things like that.
I might out myself, but I feel like it's 30.
You're just not the same after 30.
I'm not the same. Like after the night of drinking, it's horrible. And that's why I try to not drink as much is because of that. So I'm going to say 30.
I love drinking too.
I do not love drinking everything. Tequila only.
I can't laugh at that because I was going to say 40. I felt
like after 40, I was like, I am so like, I can't move the next day after I have a couple glasses of wine, or if I do a really hard workout, it takes me like 2 days to recover from it. So what do you think, Ramon?
I was going to say like 45, but the other morning I went to go play basketball with my son. I was sore for 3 days. It was crazy.
And like, you're in your 30s.
Exactly.
So good news for all of us, or maybe it's bad news, I don't know, but that they found the tipping point is between the ages of 73 and 76.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
So we're supposed to be fine, you guys. We're complaining for nothing.
But this study said that they were studying people up to age 67.
No, so that was the average.
The average.
Age.
Got it.
So
70.
They say that that's when the body's recovery rate can no longer keep up with illness or injury, and that's when it's harder. So we can't be complaining, you guys. There's no reason to. Both men and women hit the same window. You might feel strong, you might feel active, you might feel sharp, but the internal math changes and healing takes longer.
At this rate, we're not making it to 70.
Yeah, I know. We're already hurting. Also this morning, there's a fresh list of the best cities for single people, and our hometown made the top five. Researchers looked at economics, recreation, population data. They compared everything from the price of dinner for two to the cost of a haircut and the number of attractions and coffee shops and how many single adults are in each city. And Las Vegas is the number two best city for singles.
Wow, number two. No way.
I would have guessed worst.
Worst?
Me too.
Yeah. I would have too, honestly, just because all my single friends complain constantly. Yep. Have you guys, I mean, single people, are we right or is it not so bad? It's just everything I've heard has been so negative about dating here.
They said that especially the online dating is hard, the hardest, because not only are you getting people from out of town who just want maybe a hookup that you think want a long term, but really it's just like, oh, I'm going back to England and stuff like that. But really, thank you for the accent.
She's going with the international travelers.
But it's like the Sin City part of it too. Like, do we get that that horrible reputation of just like, we want just a hookup?
Well,
I don't know.
They're giving us a good reputation for being a good place for singles. Atlanta was number one.
Nice.
Then us, then Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Tampa. So if you're single and you like looking for new scenery, I guess you have options here in town.
I did meet my wife here, so we're both born and raised.
Were you in the same, like, did you guys go to school together?
No.
How did you guys meet?
Mutual friends at a party.
Oh, okay. And, when you saw her, did you know she was the one?
Or no, absolutely not. She hit on me first.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. And I was going to ghost her.
Oh my gosh.
Ramon is savage.
I was. I had too many on my plate, to say the least.
Yeah, didn't you say you were with a girl and you were talking to another and they
were all started with J's.
Oh, and then there's Jackie.
Yes, yeah, so she was just another J. I was like, man.
Let's think of all the other words. From Jalissa, Janet, all the other J's.
He's got an alphabet thing going on. Have you dated all the all the letters of the alphabet?
Oh.
An A.
A, yes.
Oh, say the name.
Probably like Alejandra.
B.
B, 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 no.
Bernice.
No.
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
You do know that.
C.
C.
Cassie.
Christine. Oh, no, her name was a Christina, but with a K.
Oh, we don't have time to get to the K.
We're going
to
be here all day.
Finally, this morning, the IRS, they are creating the strangest job assignment in government history. Agents are being told they might need to watch OnlyFans content at work.
Now, what?
This all ties back to this new law that removes taxes on tips, you know? Mm. And so there is an exception, though. Tips earned from pornographic activity still need to be taxed. So not all OnlyFans content is adult content. Some influencers and celebrities use a platform for safer material, right?
Okay.
So there are almost 5 million creators, and it's not clear how many are in the U.S., but to know who owes what, agents have to figure out whether the content counts as pornography.
Wait, so if someone posts a sexy photo or video, they have to describe and see if it's like too sexy or just okay sexy, or what,
like,
do you mean?
If it's pornographic or not. So like, let's say you're on OnlyFans, but you just post bikini pics, and that's it. No nudity.
no taxes for you. Ramon, on the other hand, got the whole schlongy dongy thing going on.
The whole package.
And he has to pay taxes.
Because we saw a schlongy dongy thing.
And me, the IRS agent, has to go through all of it and I get paid for it.
Okay, that's kind of like a fun job. Actually, are they hiring?
Applying now.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
Up in the morning.
I'm still trying, Richard, to recover. I was out sick yesterday. This cold got the best of me, but we are on the mend here. I wanted to bring something up because I have never been, despite my heritage, despite my family, I have never been to a quinceañera.
You really?
Ever.
Oh my God.
And so I was living vicariously through Ramon, who, see, whenever I talk about quinceañera, I start calling him Ramon instead of Ramon. I was living vicariously through you because you just went to one. And like, what are they like? I see them like on TikTok and stuff, and they look so extravagant and beautiful. I really want to go to one.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah, just like big birthday parties, really. Yeah, you have a mariachi band, people dancing. You know, the birthday girl usually gets a dance and stuff with her.
With the chambalan?
Chambalan is in Namas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's like a dance rehearsal type of thing where it's kind of like it's just a dance.
And a chambalan is like the quinceañera is the girl in the birthday who it is. And the chambalan is the person that she's dancing with or the one that she's being escorted by.
It's kind of like bridesmaids.
Oh, is it like their date?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. It's like prom.
Kinda. I mean, they're dressed like prom.
But they're 15.
Okay. So tell us about this one you just went to.
So yeah, I just recently went to one a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty typical. You know, that in terms of food, you know, they had the rice, the beans, the chicken, the steak, and stuff like that. But towards the end of the night, they brought out like this hot water making machine, and I saw them carrying cases of, you know, Maruchan cup of noodles, and I was like, what the hell is this? And there's a line starts to form, and I'm like, are they really serving cup of noodles right now? And I was like, wow, I need to get one. So I stood in line. They had the lime, you know, Mexicans like their tapatio, so I got that. And then before I forget, they also brought out, you know, those hot fries.
Oh, yeah.
So people started crunching those up and putting them in the cup of noodles.
That is brilliant.
I was like, wow, this is high school all over again. I had to have one.
I love when parties, any kind of party, whether it's a quinceañera or a wedding or a Halloween party, where they have the after party food.
Yes.
It's like the party food, yada, yada. And then you start talking and eating and drinking. And then you're hungry again, but that food's been out. But then there's a whole new wave that comes out. And I always find it fascinating what people bring out for those. Like, that sounds delicious.
It's so cool because it's actually really funny because my friend got married this past weekend. We're not super close, but we follow each other on Instagram. And when I was scrolling through her Instagram stories, her cake wasn't one of those three-tier, fabulous $1,000 cakes. She had a cheesecake, not like a dessert cheesecake, but literal mozzarella ball of cake or mozzarella cheese that's shaped like a cake.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds gross.
So she's cutting it up like the traditional cutting, and then you can see them pulling the cheese pull.
Oh, so stringy.
Yes, it's stringy. And I'm like, what made you decide to do a mozzarella cheesecake? And she goes, well, one, me and my husband don't really like cake, but two, I found out her husband's family owns a pizza shop. So they're like, screw $1,000 cake. Let's just do mozzarella cheese as a cake.
Oh, I'd be so disappointed. I want cake. I don't want a big piece of cheese. Like, what are you
what
doing?
And what if you're dairy-free? Yeah, what do you do?
Exactly. Yeah,
you can't trust someone that doesn't like cake.
Have you ever seen anything like that? I never go, but there's a neighborhood on the west side of town. I think it's in Red Rock, actually, or Red Rock Country Club, and they have like this huge Halloween party. One of my friends lives in there, and she always posts the videos of the Halloween party where people are driving around in golf carts and this and that. And they have an In-N-Out
trailer.
Oh.
Set up.
Oh my god.
So like you're literally trick-or-treating and you stop and get your In-N-Out burger and then you keep going. And like how cool is
amazing.
That?
I want to live in that neighborhood.
I know, or just get invited.
Yes.
You know, that is so cool. We're getting some texts here. This one says, Mercedes, I went to a wedding in Phoenix where they had a nacho cheese fountain.
Yes.
People were dipping everything in there. Chips, pretzels, chicken fingers.
Yes.
I still think about it. This one says, my cousin's graduation party had a full cereal bar. 10 boxes lined up with those big glass containers of milk. I felt like I was at a hotel breakfast. And then this one says, someone in my family did a late night grilled cheese station.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Oh. All over that.
I mean, Ramon, you can hear it in his voice. This is better than like adult content. He's like, oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Give it to me, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.